4 That's pretty neat, 6 meters to Boone. I mean, I guess it opened up a little bit then.
Some. I never heard any, like, super long-range contacts on it unless I was doing that meteor scatter. Set up for digital, that'd be a whole rabbit hole you go down with that meteor scatter stuff.
First, I got a couple of goals I want to finish on voice, and that I picked up another country this weekend. That puts me up to 68. At least to make it to 100. Heard him, he was talking to somebody else, and then he said, hang on a minute, he had some kind of animal that got into the house that he had to go kill, and then he come back on.
He's using the radio all at one time. That's pretty good.
Like a snake got in the house.
Up 85 north, I swear, it looked like a tractor trailer turned over on the side of the road, but I couldn't really tell.
Did anything really surprise you out there?
And, yeah, that would definitely suck to be transmitting on the radio and have a snake get in the house. The amp up, state sale or at a ham fest or something?
No, I got it from DX Engineering.
Grant?
2 meter, and 2 meter single side band.
Finish putting up your beam, your, put up a horizontal beam, or are you going to just leave that one vertical?
Just put up the horizontal.
And then you get that 2 meter net going, single sideband 2 meter net.
Curious to see how far I can go just on simplex that way. I find that pretty neat and interesting.
Thing, what I say that contact was this weekend was like 180-something miles on FT8.
Yeah, the FT8 I was looking at, one of them heard me, but I couldn't get back to him to complete the cue, so it was about 1,000 miles, a little over 1,000. Yeah.
Zealand on 10, I think that's as far as I've got.
Way, there was a couple others out there in the Philippines, I believe it was, that I was hurt. But, like I said, they never got to make the contact.
I'm just listening, riding down the road. Seems like a lot of traffic this morning for some reason.
Morning, I stayed up way too late, y'all.
When?
I don't know the exact time. It was well after midnight.
On FT8?
I was just watching TV. I was watching that show, The Boys. It's really, really weird. And I was binge watching it, and I just ended up staying up too late.
No any good? I've looked at it. I hadn't watched it yet.
I'll be honest, I've kind of skipped a lot of it the first season. I wanted to see some of it. So it does slow down a little bit. It's very dark and sometimes pretty gory. Not a bad show overall, but my kids cannot walk in the room and I either have to mute it or pause it or something. It's that bad at times. I hadn't really seen, it's not Game of Thrones kind of bad as far as nudity and whatnot, but the language and the gore is a little bit rough. And it's out there, but it is pretty dark. It's kind of like a alternative parody of the comic book stuff, like Superman being darkish kind of deal, you know. So it's neat.
Yeah, that was kind of my impression from the trailers and the ads I'd seen, that it was going to be pretty dark. So that's kind of why I hadn't ventured into it yet.
The first episode, I'm sitting there watching it, and somebody told me about it. And the dude's talking to his girlfriend or something, and one of the guys that's kind of like the Flash. I guess he's running down the street, and he runs through the guy's girlfriend and just obliterates her, and she's just gone. And it's just like, so gory. But it's like, oh, my God. But, I mean, you know, so I started there, and I'm like, well, this is interesting. But, you know, it's trying to tell a story, and a lot of times I just get to where I didn't want to listen to it. So I'm just trying to hurry up and fast forward so I can get through the episode.
In case my wife will want nothing to do with it, she won't watch that.
There's a dude that's kind of like Superman, lasers people just in half, and it's just, it gets pretty gory. But, I mean, it's an okay show. I mean, if you ain't got anything else to watch, it might be worth turning it on. Better done this weekend?
Really, for me, I just, a couple little odds and ends, some vehicle maintenance and stuff like that. Had to go look at my grandfather's van and my stepdad's floor. Nothing major there. Check engine light and the lock cylinder.
Yeah, grass cut, and then I started weeding and everything and clearing out where I had those trees cut down, and now I got to go back to work to recuperate.
And all too well. Shoot, I had to weed eat, and at least it wasn't super hot, so I did that yesterday. I weed eat it. My oldest son now, he's wanting to earn up and buy a shotgun, so he's been cutting grass. I haven't been having to do the riding lawnmower, but watching him. I sit out there and watch him, make sure he does a good job and goes over it, but good God, it's getting super tall in between cuts.
And money, you should have to do it with a push mower, KN4 PFW.
It's easier doing that riding mower, KO4 CEF.
Before HK, at least he's doing something and he does have a goal in mind.
I agree. So it's nice. We'll see if he can save it, though. That's his problem. You know, he gets a certain amount, and then he wants to spend it. And I keep reminding him about his shotgun. He's like, oh, I'm still going to get that. I'm still going to save up for that. And I'm like, well, quit spending all your money. So we'll see if he can hang on to it.
How much does he got to save up?
I don't know. It'll probably be $300-$400 shotgun. He's wanting a 20-gauge semi-automatic shotgun.
In town this weekend.
Tough just yet. We'll see how much of his birthday money he ends up spending, because, you know, he's got that. So for now, he's got a decent amount plus what we owe him for cutting grass. But I don't see him hanging on to it for too long. But we'll see. Maybe he'll surprise me this time. And, you know, I made a deal with him. He can save up half. I'll pay the other half. So we'll see how that goes.
Cut you out a picture of a shotgun like that, hang it up for him. That way it reminds him all the time.
That, whenever he was smaller, it was like a video game he wanted, and we made him save for it. So I did like a thermostat or whatever, you know, a gauge that he fills up so he gets the amount saved. But we'll see. I don't know. I hadn't done anything like that yet. But, well, gentlemen, it is that time for me, so I'm going to head on in the plant. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this afternoon, although I won't get out of work till, you know, pushing 6 o'clock. So we'll see. 7-3. Y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3 is Andrew. KO4HX. Have a great day.
Good to talk to you this morning. Have a good one. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
Ken, did you get all your weeding and stuff done where you cut those trees down? Get it all cleaned up?
I started good on it. I got, you know, had some really tall weeds and some trees trying to come up, and got all those dug up. But then I got this stupid, it's called nut grass, and it just started popping up. It's like, it isn't there, and then as soon as you clear off whatever was there, and then it just starts popping up everywhere. It's just the weirdest thing. Man, I woke up Sunday, and it's like, man, I was hurting so bad, couldn't hardly stand it.
That bend down on your hands and knees and bend over pulling that stuff up will sure take a toll on you.
It was hurting. I couldn't figure it out, but then I was kind of grabbing the weeds, and then I had this little small little hand matic looking thing that I was, you know, sticking in the ground and, you know, and pulling it and all that pulling. It's like, man, I was hurt.
As long as you used to be there.
Yeah, you got that right.
It's nice up here this weekend. It rained. Was it Friday? I believe it was. Thursday night into Friday. So it's too wet to do much outside Friday. And then I could have cut the grass Thursday or Saturday afternoon, but I was busy doing other stuff that day. So I got to try to get the grass cut one evening this week.
A chance of rain every day this week. And that's why I tried to get mine cut. Finally got all my stuff put back in my little greenhouse and got hauled off all the old buckets and flower pots and everything on Saturday morning. And then when I needed to rest up, I jumped on the radio.
After church yesterday, we didn't have anything planned, and I played with the radio pretty much all afternoon. I hadn't done that in months, so it was nice.
Saturday, and talked to a station in Washington State, as good as we're talking right now.
Were you on doing that?
20. I don't know, 8 or 10 parks on the air content and that. So trying to work my way to 300. I think I'm about 40 out.
That's quite a few parks, but I'm sure there's a lot to go if you wanted to try to work them all.
How many there are, but I know their numbers go up into the 7,000 and 8,000. Although I did see one that was on the other day, the park number was 0001.
Look somewhere, somebody's got them all listed. Something, you know, I'm sure you can find that somehow.
On that website on that, but I even picked up a couple of parks and somewhere's down in the Caribbean. Maybe there'll be some good contests on this weekend.
So that'd be good. But I hadn't looked either.
You can get out on 20 meters.
Across the country, that's it. I can't go real far. 10-day forecast up here. Wednesday and Thursday, it's supposed to be a high in the upper 60s.
It'd be like the highs only in the low 80s down here, which that'll be really nice.
We sent a chance of thunderstorms all week long.
Hell, your yard on that. By the time you get ready to cut it.
It's not real big, so it don't take a whole lot to catch back up with it. Neighbors have given up on cutting theirs altogether.
Yeah, but I don't know what. He had a push mower with a motor on it, and I don't know what happened to it. I saw him out there the other day with one of them old-timey rotary blade type ones. Whatever, but now his backyard's so darn high. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a job.
Mine's still not that high. Mine's still 6 inches high. That's about it. I don't get a lot of sunshine up here to make it grow great.
You get a lot more sunshine now that I got rid of those trees.
Those were two pretty good sized trees. I'll have to clear out so I can get ready. My wife's up moving around now, so I can go get ready to get this day started.
I mean, I'm just now jumping off the interstate. So you guys have an awesome day today and stay safe out there. Be careful of the school buses and that extra traffic. And I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
Again. Have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HK. I'll be clear.